Hi everybody, I have this word on my heart. I want to just speak into your spirit, okay? And the title is Never Give Up. Never give up. Never give up. I don't care how or whatever thing you are going through. I know that you might have made lots of mistakes. I know that you might have made lots of mistakes. You have messed up so much, but I came to tell you that never ever give up. Never give up. The Bible said that for there is a hope for a tree that even if it be cut down at the scent of water, it will come back, it will sprout. I came to tell you, even at your worst, you still deserve a miracle. You still deserve a breakthrough. You still deserve a miracle. Listen to me. I want you to hear your chest. I just want to tap that heart of yours and say, I'm not a mistake. Yeah. I know right now, I know nothing seems to be working for you. I know that Satan has got you thinking and depressed that there is something wrong with you. But the Bible said that even a tree that has been cut down, there is hope for a tree. A tree has hope. How much more you? Let me tell you, maybe you don't know who you are. I want to define who you are. God created everything, but when it came to man, the Bible said, and God came down, and the Bible said that, and he placed himself in dust, and he took dust. I don't know about you, but when there is anything of dirt in your kitchen, when you touch it, it will dirty yourself. But God didn't care about his magnificence. He saw something in dust that nobody saw. He saw something in dust. Let me tell you, the Bible says, and he came down and he picked the dust of the earth and he molded man. My God, I came to tell you that, yes, your boyfriend might have packed and left. Maybe a lady might have left you, but this God, he has never left you. The Bible said there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Listen to me. Listen to me. The reason why at times, sometimes things don't work out at our own time is because even though you are in line, it's not your turn for a miracle. But when it is your turn for a miracle, it doesn't matter where you are at the back of the line. God will pick you from the back. There is somebody that will listen to this podcast right now. You seem to be at the back of the line, but God is handpicking you from the back and will bring you in front. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. Wherever you are, tap your chest and say, I am next in line for a miracle. I am not a mistake. I am not a mistake. Listen, I don't care how many times you have failed. You are not a mistake. Listen to me. Colonel Sanders is the one that created KFC. Colonel Sanders was 60 years old when he had the recipe for KFC. And when he made it, he called. He said, you know what? I want to sell this product. And it is said, he called one, the first hotel. They said, no, we don't like this recipe. He called the second restaurant. They said, no. He called the third. He called the fourth. This is where we stop. If I tell you, this is where you give up. But the man kept pushing. Listen, today I'm talking about never giving up. The man kept pushing. Do you know, if you don't know what you are made up of, you give up easily. But if you know what you carry inside of you, you don't care. Come what? Come low, high waters. You don't care if everybody is against you. You still hold on to your God. Let me tell you something about it. And it said that he kept calling. The 20th restaurant said no. The 21st said no. He kept calling. The man made 1,008 calls. All was no. Listen, how many times have you been rejected in your life? And you have given up on God. Why have you given up on yourself? No. But guess what? At the 1,009th call, they said, come over. We are interested in this recipe. Today, KFC has franchise all over the world. Why? Because a man, an old man, never gave up on the dream. Whatever dream you are having, don't think that everybody will clap for you. Don't think that everybody will clap for you. Listen to me. There will never be the right moment for you to do anything in life. Listen. There will never be. The Bible said, for he that waited for a perfect condition will never show. There will never be a right will make for you to do anything in life. There will never be. That if you are waiting for a perfect timing, it is never going to happen. You have to create that perfect timing. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. I said, if you are waiting for a perfect timing to do anything in life, it will never materialize. You have to create that perfect timing. Wherever you are, don't wait for anybody. The little that you have in your hand, you have to create it. The problem is that a lot of people, they are just comfortable with where they are. They think I pushed and it's enough. I don't care. Listen, if you spoke about your dream to anybody and they talked you out of your dream, please don't go to them again. Go to people who take your dream and go run with it. Today, I pray in the name of Jesus, based on this word, that never give up in your life. I pray for you. If there's any spirit that is making you to give up in life, I bind that spirit. There is something in you. There is a giant in you. Rise up. The little you have, God will make you a testimony. And let me tell you something. Anybody who has given up on you, that is the greatest mistake they have ever done. I see God reaching out for you. Listen, you are not a mistake. Never give up. That dream will be big. That dream, that church will be big. That business will be big. Never give up, because the best is on the way. I love you. Share this wherever you are. Bless you. Bye-bye.